Hello.
Hey, Reagan?
Yes.
Hi, how's it going? My name is Adam. I believe you just got off the phone with a team member of mine in regards to the new energy program. How's your day going?
Okay.
Good. Well, I'm just reaching out because there's a letter you should have received in the mail about the wildfires that took place early on this year. I'm not sure if you got the chance to read about it or see anything about that.
The wildfires.
Yeah, the wildfires earlier on this year. It's basically So what it is we're doing right now is we're helping homeowners in the area qualify for this new government-endorsed solar program that's just designed for you to pay for cheaper electricity than what you're currently paying right now, as long as you can get approved for it. Does that make sense?
Hold on, give me a second. I'm trying not to hear you. This is about the wildfire program, right?
No, so it's in regards to a notice you should have received about the wildfires earlier this year. Basically, the utility company is hiking up the rates by 22% to recoup from the damages of the fires. All that really means is your power bill is going to be going up. But do you recall how much you paid on the most recent power bill?
I think like 800.
Sorry, you paid 800?
Yeah, because of the air conditioning.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as just the electricity alone, would you say that it's probably around like 200, 300?
It depends on the season during summer more than that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because what it is we're doing is we're helping homeowners qualify for this new government-endorsed solar program that's just designed for you to pay for cheaper electricity than what you're currently paying right now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So what is that? How do you install? Where do you get money to install?
Wait, sorry. Can you repeat that?
Who's going to spend for that, for the installation of solar panels?
Yeah, that's a very great question. So the way that it works is you're not paying anything out of pocket to get the solar installed. These programs are government funded. So that's why you don't have to put any money out or, you know, take a loan out or pay for any installation. It's simply designed to help you eliminate the current DWP bill that you pay and to swap it out for a cheaper monthly solar bill.
My question is, where are you going to get the money? I know that already.
Okay. So where the money comes from is through our tax dollars. So you're a taxpayer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
you're not gonna loan the property. You're not going to get money from the property. No out of pocket. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it's no money out of pocket. There's no loan. There's no lien that's attached to the property. These new solar programs are just designed for homeowners that just wanted to pay for cheaper electricity and not have to worry about paying the utility company. Does that make sense?
So how much should I pay to the solar panel?
So you're not paying for the solar panels. What happens is instead of you paying the current utility provider with DWP, you're going to be paying the solar company, and it's typically anywhere between 30 to 40% cheaper than what you're currently paying right now.
How much is 30, 40% cheaper?
As far as 30 to 40% cheaper, I mean, that's a very good question. As far as dollar amount goes, I can't give you an exact amount, but I can give you a guesstimate. And now don't quote me on this. Don't hold this against me. But let's say you're paying $200. You can potentially be paying maybe around $120, maybe even less. But that's why it's really important to have a consultant break down to you a savings report. That way you can see in writing exactly how much you're going to save.
And then you're not going to get money from the property to pay for the solar installation.
Correct, yeah. And it seems like you probably looked into it before. That used to happen with the older solar programs, like the PACE programs. The good thing is that no longer is a lien attached to your property or affects your property tax. These programs are simply just made for you to pay for cheaper power. Now, the thing is, Reagan, as good as it all sounds, not everyone can qualify for it, and that's why we reach out. But my job is really just to verify a couple of details to make sure you're a good fit. That way, if you are, we can find a better date and time to break down the details for you.
Okay.
Awesome. So, for example, as far as like the title of the property here on Luis Avenue, are you the homeowner of the title of the property?
Yeah.
Is there anyone else, like a family member or maybe a spouse?
About anyone else that is what?
Like on the title with yourself? Like a family member or a spouse?
No, just me.
Just you? Awesome. As far as the condition of your roof goes, is there like any leaks on there? Is there any damages on it?
No, it's new.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. Now, as far as sunlight exposure goes, would you say you get exposed to a lot of sunlight on the roof?
Exposed to what?
To a lot of sunlight on the roof?
A lot of what?
Sunlight?
Sunlight. A mite?
So like, would you say that your roof gets exposed to a lot of sunlight? Like the sun hits the roof a lot?
Oh, sunlight.
Yeah.
It's open. It's not
Okay.
covered, of course. It's going to be exposed to sunlight.
Okay, perfect. Now, the
Oh,
main.
you mean it has trees around the area?
Okay.
I have a big tree at the back.
Okay, I definitely see that. I mean, if it's at the back, that's not a problem. So that shouldn't be an issue, right? Now, the main qualification is just to make sure that you have a standing credit score of 650 or higher. Do you feel like you'd meet that?
Why are you gonna ask for my credit score if you're gonna check my credit? Why, if there's no financial involved, are you gonna get my credit?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, Reagan. I'm glad you asked. So the only reason we asked about the credit score is just because since these programs are government funded, they just want to make sure that you're on time with your utility payments and that you don't have any bankruptcies under your name.
It's questionable because I don't know why I have to pay anything when it's just a monthly bill.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's all it is, right? So you're not paying anything out of pocket. You're not paying for the installation. You're not paying for the panels. You're just paying for a cheaper monthly bill. The thing is, since these programs are government funded and since the government is funding and providing you the system, they just want to make sure that you have a standing credit score of 650 or higher. That way they can know that you can afford the monthly
I have a
payment.
good credit score. But the
Okay.
question is, why is it, why the payment depends on the usage when it's supposed to be a solar and it should be the same rate, not fluctuating, because it's a solar.
Yeah. So the reason that's a very good concern. The reason that the program is designed that way is because now we're going to be taking a look at your power bill on your high months and your low months, and the system is going to be designed based on your electricity usage, because you're going to be purchasing the power that the panels produce. You're not paying for the actual panels. You're paying what your electricity is producing. But for us to help determine what that would be, that's why we have the energy consultant break that down for you in writing. That way you can get a better understanding of how you don't have to come out of pocket for it and just pay for cheaper power.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Now, the last thing is a silly question. It's just to reconfirm. There's no existing solar system on the property, correct?
It's not existing what?
It's a silly question, but there's no existing solar system on the property, correct?
No.
Awesome, of course, of course. Okay, awesome, Reagan. Well, the next step is super simple. My job is simply just to find a better date and time where we can have an energy consultant pop by and break down this new program for you. All they do is answer any questions that you have, any concerns, and then they show you that savings report to see if you can get approved to help you lower your bill.
Do you
Typically,
really have to go inside the property?
sorry, what was that?
Do you really have to go inside the property?
I mean, it is a in-home consultation and assessment. Now, if you feel like you don't have any like on the inside of it, they can also, if as long as you have a table or chair for them to sit down with you to break it down for you, even if it's right outside, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm still doing my renovation at the back, and it's gonna be chaos.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense then. Yeah, then that's not a problem. I mean, even if you, as long as you have a table to sit down, they can break it down for you. It doesn't necessarily have to be like towards the back where you're doing your other renovations.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Now, as far as your availability goes, is that usually more in the morning times or in the afternoon times?
Morning in the afternoon, but I'm so busy right now. But
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday around 5 p.m., I'll be available.
Perfect. Yeah. That's not a problem. Let me double check here for Monday first, because I don't want to give you a time that's obviously booked up. You mentioned that afternoons typically work better. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that looking like a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock?
But just want to make sure that there's no other hidden seeds, because I will drop it right away,
Yes.
and no loan on the property.
Correct. Correct. There's no loan. There's no hidden fees. It's simply just the bill swap of your bill. As long as your property qualifies, You eliminate that current DWP bill and just pay a cheaper solar bill. And that's what the energy consultant, his name is Bashoy, he'll break that down for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So would Monday at 5 p.m. work for you?
Yeah.
Let me double check here. Monday at 5. Okay. Awesome. So
Hey,
Monday.
how long is that?
Typically, the consultation takes about 45 minutes, right? If you have more questions, it could prolong, but it roughly takes around there.
Okay.
Okay. So I could definitely put you in for Monday at 5. Now, the only thing we need present is just the power bill. Do you do that online or do you do that by mail?
I do that online. They send me mail, but I'm paying online.
Okay.
So I don't know if I can retrieve the bill.
No, yeah, no worries, Reagan. Worst comes to worst, we can help you pull up the bill. As long as you have it present there, that won't be an issue.
Okay.
So that's not a problem. And then lastly, I always just like to ask before I get off the call, I just want to make sure Monday at 5 would be the best possible time for you. Reason I ask is just because we do work as a first come, first serve appointment basis, right? So any homeowner that doesn't meet takes advantage of another that could. I want to make sure that that time works the best for you.
Yeah, but you have to call me first because I'm working and my life schedule can be changed.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. So I'll definitely put you in. And then obviously, since the weekend goes by, I'll make sure to give you that reminder call that morning.
Okay.
Awesome. Sounds good then, Reagan. Well, have yourself a great weekend. Lastly, I'm just going to send you a text right now to your phone. If you can do me a favor, give me a like or a thumbs up on the message. That way I know you received it. That'll be great.
Okay.
Awesome, Reagan. Again, my name's Adam. I'm the verification manager. Enjoy your weekend. We look forward to meeting you Monday at 5.
Okay.
Awesome, Reagan. Take care.
Thank you.